What I want you to know is that simplifying your wardrobe is more than color coding your clothes. It's more than donating a few things to friends or a local charity shop. It's actually your opportunity to connect with who you are. And this is a really powerful tool to get to the heart of who you are and how you want to show up in your life and what's most important to you.
Welcome to Imprint, a podcast about creating a home and life you love. I'm Natalie Walton, an interior designer, stylist, and best-selling author focused on an holistic approach to homes. Each week, I'm sharing insights and interviews about the creative process to help you enhance both your interiors and well-being, as well as provide you with the tools and resources to make considered and sustainable choices with all that you create.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Imprint. I'm excited to talk to you about today's topic because it's one of those things that I've been asked so many questions about. And so we're going to get into the topic of simplifying your wardrobe, because when you do, it really is one of the first and most important steps to really understanding and defining your own style, and also to learning how to let go of what doesn't serve you and step forward into the person that you really want to be. So when you learn how to simplify your wardrobe, decluttering your entire home becomes so much simpler and easier. It gives you a roadmap for what's important to you. And importantly, it also gives you some quick, easy wins. And it makes you see how life can be simpler and easier when you have less. So there is so much to be gained from simplifying your wardrobe. Now, I'm not talking about color coding. There's so many things that this is not about. But if you feel like you've got too many things in your wardrobe, and you've even stopped noticing what you have, you've got kind of mysterious boxes that you're not quite sure what's inside, or you've got things at the bottom of a drawer or the back of a cupboard or the back of a wardrobe, then this is for you. Or maybe you've got too many things that don't even fit or are not really even your style, and maybe you're even not quite sure what your style is. Or this is also for you if, you know, perhaps shopping has become a type of retail therapy for you, and you just find you've got so much stuff and you can't even see what you've got and you don't even know what to wear. So what I want you to know is that simplifying your wardrobe is more than color coding your clothes. It's more than donating a few things to friends or a local charity shop. It's actually your opportunity to connect with who you are. And this is a really powerful tool to get to the heart of who you are and how you want to show up in your life and what's most important to you. Now, I just want to remind you that if you're ready to create more calm and, you know, clutter-free your home, then right now you can join my 7-day reset. All you need to do is go to nataliewalton.com/starterkit. Now, this offer is not going to be around for very long. It's completely free, but I really wanted to help you start the new year on a good note and give you some simple but easy strategies and some quick, easy wins to really start to gain your confidence, because it is key that you have some momentum and you get momentum. It's, you know, you can't expect to go from 0 to 100. You need to slowly build up to it. And it's in all honesty, it's about making a commitment to yourself and then following through on your commitment. And so this is a way that you can do that. And so I want you to get that feel of having some quick, easy wins and feeling like, hey, I said I was going to do this. The email came into my inbox. I'm doing it. I've done it. Great, I'm now ready for the next step. And the more that you do that, then the more that you start to have confidence in yourself that you can follow through on the things that are important to you. So as I said, really encourage you to do this. This is such an easy way to start to honor the decisions that you make ahead of time. And that is actually, you know, one of those post-it notes I've got around my home, because I know that that is like the key to everything. No matter what you want to do in your life, you need to make decisions ahead of time and then honor those decisions that you make with your prefrontal cortex. So really, really important. So as I said, go to nataliewalton.com/starterkit. So what I want to really share with you today, though, is, you know, some tangible strategies and ideas for when it comes to simplifying your wardrobe. And there are some very common mistakes that many people get into, and we're going to take a look at that and how you can overcome them. But, you know, my biggest ask today is that you really take action on one of the ideas that I'm going to share with you. Again, like I said, taking action, that is how you get the results that you want. So one of the first challenges that you might be feeling in relation to your wardrobe or your closet, wherever you are in the world, is that you really feel overwhelmed by all the stuff in your wardrobe and your life. You know, you have a look in there and it's just jam-packed, and you just have that feeling of like, I don't even really know what to wear. Even though you've got all these things to wear, you don't even know what to wear. And you feel so disconnected from the things that are hanging because they don't actually feel like they represent you. Another challenge is that perhaps you've been procrastinating about making change. You know, you're aware that it's too much and that you've got things in there that actually don't fit you or don't look good on you, or, you know, are not part of your current chapter of your life. But you keep thinking that you're going to do it soon. And I've spoken in the past about the curse of tomorrow. And you think, you know, tomorrow or next week, or I'll do this soon, you know, and soon in inverted commas is one of those times that that sometimes never happens. And I've actually been accused this of by my children. They say, you know, they'll ask to do something. I say, yeah, we'll do it soon. And they say, but Mom, you always say that and soon never happens. So if soon is never happening for your wardrobe or your closet, then this is your official notice. I'm putting you on notice, just like my children put me on notice for some of those things I say that we will do soon, which obviously now making me think I really need to get to them. And, you know, perhaps you've also tried to simplify before, but it hasn't really worked in a sustainable way. You know, you're kind of back to square one, and you're really, you know, feeling frustrated because it's back to having, you know, overflowing drawers and cupboards again. But when you learn how to manage your stuff and only have in your home what truly serves you and adds to your life rather than drains you of energy, you have an opportunity to step into this new evolution of yourself. And you get to be the person that you always wanted to be. And maybe for that, for you, that is more patient, more kind, more calm, and just more focused and energized, and maybe even more fun. You know, you're spending less time worrying about, you know, all this stuff and being held back by all of your things. And actually, you have more energy and motivation to go towards the things that you actually want in your life. So, you know, right now you've got an opportunity to go from feeling overwhelmed to feeling more confident, knowing that everything is there for a reason. You know, everything has been chosen for a very specific reason. And you can go from feeling, you know, or from experiencing procrastination and kind of just going around in circles to having systems and strategies to make everyday living easier. And if you've experienced, you know, failed attempts in the past and you kind of made a little bit of an effort, but you didn't really get there, or you tried and you did something, but you feel like you're back at square one, you can have more calm and clarity about having an organized wardrobe and home. And again, those systems and strategies to ensure you're not back at square one. Now, I have learnt this in a way that really, when I look back on it, I can see that it was the first step on my journey to simplifying my home and my life. And I just really distinctly remember having this skirt. And I know I've talked about this before. For those of you who've listened to many episodes of the podcast, I've spoken about this skirt. It was actually a Marc Jacobs skirt, and I bought it in New York. I went there to New York for my 30th birthday, although I think I was actually 31 when I actually went, but I said I want to be in New York for my 30th birthday, and that's when I made it happen. And I went to one of those sample sales because I still was very much on a budget, and I bought this Marc Jacobs skirt, and it was kind of like a silk satiny kind of look, and it had pleats, zip up the side, and it was almost like a Marimekko print in the sense of it was these flowers all over it, and all the flowers were different colors. I mean, I can't even imagine myself wearing this. And I'm sure for some of you who know my style, you probably can't imagine me wearing it. And I wore that skirt. I loved the skirt, but I could only wear it with like one or two other things, and it used to drive me nuts. And I had a couple of other things like that as well. I had this pink top. I mean, again, like, you know, you can see that this is a very different version of me. And it had these black stripes on it. And I really liked it. It was a really nice top. But again, it only really went with certain things because of the color, because of the pattern, even to an extent because of the fabric. And I just remember getting to this point of feeling exhausted that, you know, I was working in an office, I was working at a magazine, you know, I would be going into the elevator and be standing alongside people who were working for like Cosmopolitan magazine, for Harper's Bazaar, you know, all of these, you know, very fashion focused other young women. And there was always an eye up and down over everyone. You know, everyone would always get like, be checking out each other's outfits. And, you know, so there was like a little bit of pressure to sort of make sure that, you know, I felt good in what I was wearing. And it just got to the point where it was exhausting, you know, having to work out which things would work with something else. And when we went on our tree change journey, moving from the city to the country, and I decided it was time to go through my things and, you know, only keep the things that really I truly loved. And I just made this decision that I was going to simplify the palette of my clothing. And it just changed everything because it made life so much easier. And I really had this huge revelation that when you simplify your wardrobe, you simplify your life. You make your life so much easier. You know, you step away from that overwhelm that can so often come up when, you know, you've got a million things in your wardrobe and it's just like one more decision to have to make. I often think about Barack Obama. You know, he apparently would just wear navy suits, and, you know, Steve Jobs would just wear his black turtleneck sweater and I think black jeans. You know, he was always wearing the same clothes because you're simplifying the amount of decisions that you have to make. And we all have far too many decisions we have to make in life as it is anyway. So, you know, to actually take some decisions off the table, you're making your life easy, particularly when you do that first thing in the morning, because that is when your brain is at its optimal kind of like decision-making time. So you don't want to have to be using up all this brain energy on something that really is not that important. And it's a decision that you can kind of make ahead of time as well. So I go into this process that I've gone through in a bonus that's in the Decluttering Masterclass, which will be opening soon. And it's called Your Wardrobe Simplified, Get Clarity and Feel Confident, Creating a Well-Curated Closet. My goodness, there's a lot of C's in that. So I want to look at some of the common mistakes that many people make when it comes to the clothing. And I have had the opportunity to step inside many people's wardrobes working as an interior stylist, and I am often blown away by just how much stuff people have in their wardrobes. And I just honestly, I don't know how they make a decision. And it's also a huge amount of space in your home. So if space is an issue for you, you really want to simplify what's in your wardrobe. I mean, I actually technically don't even have a cupboard. I have got a hanging rail and I've got some clothes on there. And I've got one chest of drawers where I have my underwear, my pajamas. I've got some, you know, t-shirts and shorts, some jumpers, and that is it. Like, I don't even have a cupboard. So, you know, I've had to keep it really, really simple. But it means that, you know, everything that I own gets worn and I can invest in nicer pieces because I'm not wasting my money on buying lots of cheaper things that I don't end up wearing, which is what I used to do. So one of the mistakes that many people make when it comes to their wardrobe and their clothes is living by default. You don't even notice what you have and you don't even know, you know, like I said, you can't even name what's at the back of your drawer or in that box or in that basket. And you might even have clothes that are in storage. Now, the only time I would say that you're allowed to have clothes in storage is if you live in a country where literally you do have to do a major seasonal change. Where I live in Australia, we don't have to do that. So I literally just have, you know, all my summer dresses hanging on my clothing rail, some jumpers in my chest of drawers, some, you know, like cords that I've got in my chest of drawers as well. And that's it. So I understand that if you live in a climate where you literally have to wear like big, heavy puffer jackets for the winter or, you know, those things, and you might need to store those. But other than that, you really shouldn't have stuff in storage. And because you forget it, you forget even what you have. And that's what I mean by don't live by default. So just think about where you're at on that scale. Like if you were to give yourself a 1 to 10, where are you in terms of living by default? Like you don't even notice what you have and you couldn't even list off what you have. So, you know, think about that in terms of, you know, are you even aware of the amount of stuff that you have? You know, are you conscious of that? Like, could you even edit? Like, would it even be feasible for you to edit your clothing down to say 50 pieces? Now, 50 pieces might sound like a lot, but you know, if you think about maybe you have, you know, I've got one pair of thicker cords, a slightly different color pair of cords. I've got one pair of jeans, one pair of green pants, and I think, well, I've got a pair of blue pants and that's pretty much it. Like I've got two pairs of leggings. So, you know, can you actually list off what you have in terms of your wardrobe? And if you can't, it's perhaps a sign that you've got too much. Another mistake that a lot of people make when it comes to their wardrobe is not being able to let go of the past. So for you, I want you to ask yourself, is it time to let go of the past? So past hobbies, you know, maybe you've got running clothes and you don't even run, or, you know, past identities. Do you have high heels because you used to go out to fancy restaurants and bars and you actually never wear those anymore? You know, it's really important to focus on who you are, not who you were. So I want you to think about if you could make an improvement in this area, if you could start letting go of the past, what impact could that have on you? You know, how much space would you start to free up? And how much more aligned would you feel with yourself if you were actually living with just what you have and what represents who you are right now? And another common mistake that many people make is that You really need to make sure that you edit before you organize. And one of the best ways to do this is to create a personal style statement to first to give you really clarity and context. And of course, I step you through this process in the course, but just think about, you know, what do you want to look like when it comes to your clothes? Like, what's your ideal vision for yourself? Because you need to let that guide you. Just as you've got to create a vision for your home, you need to create a vision for yourself in terms of how you want to look and how you want to show up. And the more that you can refine that vision, the more clarity and confidence you're going to get around it. And that's going to really help you with the decision making when it comes to not only editing your spaces, but also making purchasing decisions going forward. So, you know, really think, like, can you commit to learning more in this area? Can you commit to creating a vision for your own personal style and how that can guide you to move forward? Now, if you're serious about, you know, implementing some of these ideas and really honing in on what your personal style is and, you know, really learning how to edit your spaces so that you can have more clarity and confidence in your own personal style. As I said, first of all, I encourage you to do the starter kit because that's a really great place to start. And for those of you who are ready to really make a commitment in this area, enrollments will be opening very soon for the Decluttering Masterclass. So I encourage you to go and sign up for the waitlist so you can be notified when that will all be released. And there will be an opportunity for you to get some amazing bonuses too. So I really don't want you to miss out on those. Now, as I said, this is your chance to really step into this person that you want to be. So take this opportunity, you know, think about at least one of the ideas that I've shared with you today. You know, that could be to make sure that you don't have things in storage that you don't need. I mean, it could very well be that you could just take something from storage and take it straight to the charity shop. You know, think about, is there something that you can let go of from the past? Maybe, you know, some high heels, some exercise clothes that you don't even use. Or is there a way that you can create a vision for your own personal style so that you've got more clarity and confidence in relation to not only editing your spaces and editing your wardrobe, but to help you guide your decisions on the clothes that you make going forward? Because we all know, and we've all been there, of buying things online. I mean, there's probably still some sales on, and you know, you've perhaps bought things that actually aren't in alignment, and you've bought them because they're on sale, not necessarily because they actually align with, you know, how you want to look. So I hope that you have found these ideas helpful, and I appreciate you joining me today, and I look forward to connecting with you again next time. All of the links and info for this episode are at nataliewalton.com/podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so that you can get a direct download of the latest episode. And I really appreciate when you take a minute to rate and review, as well as share the love with someone you know who might benefit from this episode or on social media. If you'd like to access a range of free resources, come visit my website, nataliewalton.com. Thank you to Jaeger Media for producing this podcast. And I would also like to acknowledge the people of the Bundjalung Nation where it was recorded and pay my respects to elders past, present, and emerging. I look forward to connecting again soon. I'm Natalie Walton, and you've been listening to Imprint.